This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Great to have one of the best and smartest legal minds out there joining me in a second here as we cover the impeachment trial of President Trump, which is boring America. But as Andrew C. McCarthy put it today, Schiff, open the door on the Bidens. Hey, Andy McCarthy, it's great to have you on, my friend.
Rich, how are you?
I'm great. You know, listen, I am so happy. I read your piece and I was like cheering because you know what? I said, yes, I want, this is the Bidens, man. They're at the center of this corruption stuff. And I was thrilled when Lindsey Graham today brought it up and said, you got to look at the Bidens. You got to look at Ukraine. It's there. And there's something there. And now Adam Schiff has brought it to the limelight and he obviously did not intend to do so, right?
Well, you know, I think at the beginning he did because, you know, it's hard to see it any other way, Rich, when in the very first hearing they had in the House Intelligence Committee, this was the whistleblower hearing way back at the beginning. That's how far back it goes. But that was the day when Congressman Schiff gave that preposterous phony version that he called a parody version of the Trump-Zelensky phone call, in which he says he represents the Trump essentially said to Zelensky, I want you to make up dirt, a lot of it, on my political opponent. Obviously, there's a big difference between whether you are asking somebody to fabricate something out of whole cloth or whether you're asking them to look into something that really looks objectively like it merits being looked into. And I think Schiff knew that. So Schiff misrepresented the conversation as if what they were asking was for Zelensky to, well, what Trump was asking was for Zelensky to make up something out of whole cloth. What Trump has been saying and his camp has been saying is that there is something there in the way of self-dealing with the Bidens in Ukraine that cried out to be investigated, and he simply wanted that done. And there's a lot of, you can criticize the president for the way that he went about it, but I think it makes an enormous difference whether, again, there was something really there worth being looked at versus whether he was asking Zelensky basically to lie about Biden.
That's such a great point, because I think a lot of people are forgetting that fact. I mean, obviously, the president's enemies are forgetting that fact. They want people to believe that he calls Ukraine, he wants dirt on his political opponent, and the Bidens just had nothing to do with it, and he's just looking for dirt on his opponent. I mean, the Bidens were at the heart of Ukraine. Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma. Joe Biden, the famous tape of him bragging about getting the prosecutor fired. They were there. Trump didn't pull a Jussie Smollett and just make up something. You know, this was a real, actual thing, and if he was concerned about it, then he had a reason to be concerned about it from his perspective. So this wasn't just a matter of, hey, let me call Ukraine and see if they got any dirt on Joe Biden. There's actual corruption potentially there, potentially, right, that the president then could have wanted to, may have wanted to see investigated before they turned over the money, feeling a fiduciary responsibility. If that's the crux of the president's defense, and Schiff acknowledges that, then I have to ask the obvious question then, Andy McCarthy, don't we have to hear from Hunter Biden on the witness stand?
Well, I think so. I mean, let me put it this way. To my mind, Rich, the Democrats have the burden of demonstrating that their articles of impeachment are actually impeachable. That is, that they've stated impeachable offenses. So the threshold matter here is I don't think the Democrats even get in the door unless they can show that what they've alleged here rises to that egregious level. And I don't think they have. If I'm right about that, you can assume the truth of everything the Democrats have said in the way of underlying facts, even if you have things to rebut it and throw the case out because they haven't alleged something that's actually an impeachable offense. There's a gulf, to my mind, of room between something that may be inappropriate and something that may even be profoundly wrong and something that's impeachable in the sense of such egregious misconduct that we can't wait for the American people to decide President Trump's fate in November. We have to act. The political class has to act right now to remove him. I don't think they've made it. But if people think that they're in the ballpark, then I think, yes, you have to have witnesses, and the president has a right to make his defense. And the reason that I mention what Schiff mentioned at the first hearing, where he framed this whole escapade for the American people, is that in any court in America, if you made an accusation like that, and Schiff has now accused the president of asking the president of Ukraine to make up stuff about Biden. That's not me putting words in his mouth. That's his words, right? If you make that kind of an allegation, then you open the door for the other side to prove, no, I wasn't asking him to make stuff up. I was asking him to investigate something that looks like it was corrupt.
Andy McCarthy's with me. He, of course, senior fellow at National Review Institute and a contributor and author of Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency, and, of course, Fox News contributor. Andy, you wrote, and I want to read this. This is very, very important. In light of Schiff's explicit allegation, the one you're just talking about when he was playing the mob boss, you know, hey, C, you know, I'll tell you when to call, they're doing that terrible mob boss impression.
Right.
The president is entitled to an opportunity to show that there was reason for him to believe that a notoriously corrupt Ukrainian energy company had retained Hunter Biden and paid him a fortune despite his lack of qualifications, and that later, despite the blatant conflict of interest, then Vice President Biden extorted Ukraine into firing a prosecutor who was investigating the company, threatening to withhold $1 billion in desperately needed funds. It's all true.
Right. I don't know if it's true, if it's not. I mean, look, the Democrats today, and this is what I think is really objectionable, one of the Democratic House managers made the case today that there was nothing to the Burisma allegations. That is, Vice President Biden was simply carrying out Obama administration policy, that the IMF and the EU and the Obama administration all agreed that this prosecutor, Shokin, was corrupt and that he was actually an obstacle to doing corruption investigations, and therefore there was nothing to the allegation that Biden might have done something corrupt from which you're supposed to deduce. Therefore, the president can only have been asking Zelensky to make up something that wasn't true. Now, I thought her presentation was a very convincing, compelling presentation on that. Here's the problem. In a court case, as the prosecutor, you don't get to stop the defendant from putting his defense in and then sum up on the defense that he didn't put in, putting your own spin on it. You have to give President Trump the opportunity to prove his allegations before the Democrats get to have the conclusive say in their summation about whether there was something there worth investigating or not. And the Democrats' arguments may end up carrying the day. They may be perfectly weighty, legitimate arguments, but the issue hasn't been joined yet because in the House impeachment investigation, Schiff prevented the Republicans and the president's team from putting in the evidence that they wanted to put in about Burisma and the Bidens. You can't stop one side from proving its case and then make an argument to the American people. See, they haven't proven their case. You have to give them an opportunity to flesh the facts out.
That last thing you just said, Andy, about how they did not allow the president's team to do that, I don't think people really understand that. They buy the spin from Adam Schiff that the president didn't cooperate, didn't turn over things. They don't talk about the fact that the president's legal team was not allowed the opportunity in front of the House impeachment committees, the various committees, to offer rebuttals and things like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Rich. And this goes to another point that I think is escaping people's attention. The president has explicitly been charged with abuse of power. But all power can be abused, including Congress's power to impeach. And the framers expected that the political branches would fight and that they would occasionally abuse their power. And they gave both of them an arsenal to battle with the other one when that happened. And one of the ways that the president has the power to fight back when Congress overreaches in its powers is to not enforce what Congress does. So just to be more concrete about it, if Congress passes a law that's illegal, you know, that's beyond the powers of Congress, the president can choose not to enforce the law. And that actually is something that happens quite a bit. At the same time, if Congress conducts proceedings, investigations of the executive branch that are clearly beyond the power of Congress, if they, for example, issue sweeping subpoenas asking for materials that are obviously covered by executive privilege, or if they purport to conduct an impeachment inquiry, but they don't actually vote to conduct one, so they're telling people they're conducting it, but they actually don't endorse it by voting, which is how the House of Representatives acts, the president can deal with that by not complying. And these are political disputes that have to get worked out over time. My only point is the fact that Congress has, or that the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives has explicitly charged the president with abusing his power, doesn't mean the president's the only guy around here who's abusing his power. I think there's a very good argument that the House has abused its power in this impeachment.
Yeah, well said. Andy McCarthy, always a pleasure. On the Bidens, Schiff, Open the Door, great piece at National Review, and of course your amazing contributions all day on Fox News. You've been all over. You've been working very hard. I think you're the most accessible analyst in the history of cable news.
Well, thanks, Richard. It beats having a job. So.
Well, I mean it, man. You were one of the smartest legal minds out there. And, of course, former federal prosecutor and the guy who got the blind sheik. And Andy, we'll talk again soon, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.